Novos. The Novos. Feel good Friday.
Oh, indeed. Good morning, everyone. Happy
love
Friday.
That opener.
Happy,
woo.
I know. It's a feel-good Friday.
It is.
Ari, around the team, let's start with you.
Okay.
Feeling good?
I'm always feeling good when I'm with you two.
Yeah, you're vibing. You're up and about.
Yep. That smiles.
That's it. Next around the team, Stephen.
Yeah.
Stephen, or should I say?
I am a little bit hungover, I'll admit. And for what as well? The Knights didn't even win, you know?
It's sad.
I feel like the ultimate hangover cure, people argue, you know, is chicken nuggets, is it, you know? Do you get yourself a filthy burger?
Oh, for sure.
I think a Knights win would have been the ultimate hangover cure.
That would have helped.
But unfortunately, it's gone the other way. It's made me feel even worse.
Look, next time we talk to Bradman Best, make sure you tell him, look, I'm going to be drinking at your next game. Please win so I don't feel like terrible, sleazy, hungover nature the next day.
Well, you would have loved it, Cremo. Yeah. Into, you know, old things and that you call them antiques and sell them. Yeah. Anyway, it was like the Knights of old, you know, 2015 to 2020
don't
Knights.
Give me that. I mean, if you say you would have liked it because they weren't doing well, I would say...
Disgusting.
No, just because, you know, reminiscent of old times, you know.
I mean, yeah, it's disappointing, but all we can say is there's still more games in the season.
Yeah, they're just warming up. Just let him get into it. It's okay.
Yeah, maybe they'll win 11 in a row to end this year.
Well, let's start the 11 in a row now, if we can, from now.
You reckon?
Yep, that's what I say should happen.
Oh, well, onwards and upwards, because it's a feel-good Friday.
Yeah,
and we
exactly.
can't dwell on that for too long, can we?
In fact, let's make that the start and end of that, shall we?
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. Feel good Friday.
Time, of course, today to celebrate all of the great women in our lives as today is International Women's Day.
Woo-woo! Oh, my girls.
There you go. That's the sort of thing you should say. Of course, it is a special day today. A lot of people, I guess... don't think about these kinds of issues on a regular basis, and it's a good reason to do that and to celebrate the women that are special in your life.
And I guess a great excuse just to start the discussion.
That's right.
You know, because it all starts with a conversation. You know, you don't learn about this stuff unless you hear it
and talk about it. So, and it is a celebration of the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women to date.
Yeah.
And I guess look and think about what can be done to improve things for the future.
Absolutely. And also just a reminder of showing a bit of respect as well. I know that we're not back in the 1950s to early 1700s or anything anymore, but respect is still needed.
Definitely is. So we've done a lot of good work done so
Why
far.
Why were you looking at me when you said that, Ari, by the way? You turned from Grevo. Looked straight to respect is needed. I thought, hold on.
I know, you're getting a bit cheeky there, Stephen. Yeah, so it's got to remind you.
Unbelievable.
A lot of great work done so far. A lot of great work needed in the future.
Yeah.
It's a great way to sum it up.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Yeah, that's right. So, now, Jackie, welcome to the studio, first of all. Secondly, a man's been charged over a hold-up, an armed hold-up. What's happened?
Yeah, so this is something that happened last week, actually. So just before 5 a.m. last Wednesday, police responded to reports of a pair of robbers wielding a machete and a baseball bat. Yes, that forced their way into the Commonwealth Hotel, and that's left two workers injured after that. One was actually in a critical condition.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. Yeah, and yesterday they've charged one man, but the other is still on the run.
Jeez.
Still on the run. So there was two men that held it up.
Yep.
And only one's been charged so far.
God, I mean, I'm sure they're investigating and looking for them and chasing down leads and stuff, but usually they catch them quicker than that, don't they?
Have they not found them yet?
I don't know. Detective work isn't that hard. Just ask the friend that's already been accused. Just be like, hey, mate, where's your friend at?
tell us where your friend at is and we'll give you a lenient sentence.
Well, that's it. You've
that's what I've seen on TV shows. Yeah.
Psych, fingers were crossed.
Counts for nothing.
Up for life.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, gosh. All right, let's get on to the next one, though. There's a bit of beef at the moment with Sonia Hornery about a discussion at budget estimates. What's up with that?
Yeah, so this is actually a bit of beef that happened at the end of last year, and it's come back up yesterday in the budget estimates hearing where Minister for Local Government Ron Horning said he's not getting involved, but it's between Jeremy Barth, who's Newcastle Council CEO, and Wallsend MP Sonia Hornery.
Yep. Okay.
So this beef last year was Ms Hornery used parliamentary privilege to call out Mr Barth's resignation, alleging that he was behind letters written to Newcastle Herald and other media outlets under the name Scott Neilon.
Yeah. I remember this.
You remember this story?
It's so funny.
And all of the, there's letters, there's all sorts of, I guess.
Boy, leave Jeremy alone. He's trying his best.
Hey, we don't know that for sure. We don't know that 100%. It's all alleged at this point.
Yeah, so he's always denied it. There was investigation. Sonia Hornery was saying that he's been doing this for 13 years. And it's, I'm not entirely sure how, but it came up at the budget estimates hearing yesterday.
Of course it did. It's a cheap shot.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I do enjoy Sonia Hornery and just the...
She's the best.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. She stirs the pot like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, love it.
For no reason.
She's good at it, though. Play to your strengths.
Do you remember there was that turf war a couple of weeks ago or whatever? Or maybe a couple months ago where they, like, mowed the lawn up to a certain point?
That's right.
Yes.
Mowing no further. That Newcastle, that's your job. You and Darley, get your lawn mower out. Unbelievable, isn't it?
All I can say is it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I mean, what will eventually happen? Because it still feels a little bit in limbo, that whole situation with the letters. So, interesting to see how it finally ends.
New FM.
De Novos.
You guys might remember, I feel like it was a couple of weeks ago on the show, we talked about Jeff Bezos and his move to Miami to save himself taxes, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
And when we say, like, we're not talking a couple hundred dollars here. He was saving $600 million in taxes.
God damn, that's a lot.
It's a lot of money, isn't
it? This is tax saving.
Imagine how much he's actually being taxed.
Well, that.
Unbelievable, isn't it? Well, this move, I guess, has come to fruition now because he's officially, again, the world's richest man, overtaking Elon Musk.
Oh, back in top spot.
Well, Elon Musk has lost so much on Twitter.
Well, that's it.
Does that help?
And on Tesla as well. So, I don't want to take anything away from Jeff. I'm sure he works hard. He's a savvy businessman, all that. Mm. But it does feel like he's Stephen Bradbury'd it a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they're doing the speed skating there and Elon Musk is number one and he's just fallen over.
Right.
And Jeff Bezos grazed his knee.
Bezos has just slid right through to the finish line because his fortune is now up over $200 billion.
Why do you need that much money?
It's a game once you get to that high,
absolutely.
I guess. You're just like, how big can we get the number?
That's it. It's numbers that are unfathomable. You can't even wrap your head around it, really. Yeah. But obviously, most of that is due to Amazon.
Sure. Mm.
So that's where most of his money is. But Musk, on the other hand, has lost $31 billion so far this year.
March. Yeah, it's very early on.
Yeah.
Tesla's stock price has declined 28% this year, which is where most of that money's gone down.
God, you wouldn't have thought that would happen. Like, Tesla, because
28% is a big drop, isn't
it? Yeah, Tesla's just so widely known, and, like, there's cars on the road all the time, even here in Newcastle. It's hundreds of Teslas.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, well, all I can say is happy Steve Bradbury Day
to Bezos.
Bezos, you've gone and done it.
Damn!
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
So, my brother touched down in Newey yesterday, Arvo.
How is he?
Yeah, very well, obviously. Quite the journey from Perth, so he was a bit tired, and we had to go get some food and bits and bobs. But I went and got him from, of course, Williamtown Airport, and while I was there, they must have had, like, the fighter jets doing a bit of a training, I don't know, like, route or something like that.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever heard anything louder in my life.
Yeah, they're not quiet.
They don't look like they're moving quick enough. to make that much noise.
Oh, right.
But oh, it, like, it's something in the engines or something, I guess.
I don't know. I full thought, like, I reckon it's the first time since I was about six and I've covered my ears because something was too loud. Like, I feel like I needed those big fluffy earphones that you see the babies have at the footy
and
stuff.
Yeah,
the earmuffs.
How do you think it would feel for like residents around the RAF base though? Like, that's insane.
It's so loud. Honestly, I couldn't believe. Yeah, it was unreal.
Question, do you think they could make it quieter, but it's like those people who have big exhausts on their car and they just have it there because they reckon it looks and sounds cool?
No budget. We're not Top Gun Maverick over out here, so, like...
I don't know. I just think, like, I'm hoping that they're not the planes they're using for, you know, like, stealth missions or anything like that. Because
they're not stealthy?
Not stealthy at all. So, I mean, it was cool to see them.
Yeah.
But I wish they were just a little bit quieter. Keep it down.
Okay, well,
if you are involved in the technical side of working on those planes and you can, you know, put them back to the old, like, stock exhaust, Stephen would appreciate it because it's a bit too loud for his sensitive little ears. Hey, how's this for a great way to help the environment? Apparently, so they've looked into all the foods and how they affect biodiversity. So when you're farming different foods, how does that, like, knock other animals on the head and stuff like that?
Oh,
like,
right.
This is really important.
It is. Yeah. It is. Because, you know, the different species, they are dying off, but, of course, we've got to eat. So what they're trying to do is get you to eat foods that are, I guess, more helpful to the environment.
So what, like, stuff like mushrooms, I guess, they normally are pretty easy to grow, don't take up that much room.
That is on the list, but apparently the best food that you can eat to help the biodiversity of the planet is hot chips.
No, you're pulling a leg.
I am not pulling a leg. It is the best worldwide meal for protecting biodiversity.
So potatoes, right?
Yeah, so this is why. Because when you plant them in the ground, first of all, they don't disrupt other plants and, like, critters and stuff as much.
Mm-hmm.
They're also, you don't need to, like, put a lot of fertilizers or, like, herbicides and stuff those fields.
So there's a healthy way in the soil to grow.
That's part of it. But also, the amount of land, like your acre or hectare of land, gets such a high amount of food out of that small space.
That's why I thought mushrooms would be so high. But yeah, there you go.
The potatoes are pretty
even
much,
higher.
Yeah, and they're such a complete food. You can almost survive completely on potatoes.
Yeah, I've seen The Martian.
So cool. There you go. Yeah,
Matt Damon did it. Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, exactly it. So that is the very best you can get. If you're wondering, well, is the very worst, right? And this is bad news, but I thought it was bad news, but it's not too bad.
Okay.
Like, roast lamb, I was like, oh, no, that's one of my favourites. But in Spain, I was like...
dodged a bullet.
dodged
roast
a bullet.
Roast lamb is an Aussie staple.
I know. I was like, sure, we can't cut that. Like, in Spain.
Singos would be blowing up if that was the case.
Thankfully, it's not in Australia. We've really have dodged a bullet there. And location does matter because it's, you know, we've got the big open space and stuff, so it's not as bad. So there you go. If you're wanting to...
So is it potatoes in general? Or is it just hot chips that you got to eat?
Well, they're saying hot chips are the best, number one.
Well, I mean, we've got oil.
Yeah, that's it. Well, my hands are tight. After this, I might have a snack pack, I think. Yep.
That's
off
fine,
the Cappadocia we go to save the environment.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
If you're in the car on your way to work and you're thinking, oh, my God, it's been another slug of a week. You know, I don't love my job. It's mundane. I'm going through the motions.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to switch up your job with this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine if you could put on your resume, international super spy.
Oh, that's one of my dream jobs.
Oh, that would be good, wouldn't
pretty
it?
Cool, isn't it? So basically what's happened is there's been this guy, only goes by the name of Kwame. He's done this interview. Now, he's from the UK's MI6.
Right.
So
that's
cool.
Their, like, foreign intelligence service.
Of course.
Yeah. So basically he's a spy there. And he's done an interview of, like, trying to recruit the next generation of spies.
Right.
So they're looking for some new people to join the team. And they're looking to recruit a more, I guess, diverse range of people. So this is, obviously they've, you know, put him up to try and sell the job and, you know, get people excited and want to get involved.
Yeah.
So this is some of the quotes he said in this interview, right? It's more exciting than James Bond. So that music you played there...
That would be dull in comparison to what you'd be doing in real life.
Get your own theme song.
Does him a disservice, really.
Yeah.
He said, I've seen some of the coolest stuff, things that will blow your mind, but you have to be in it to see it. That's classic cagey spy stuff, isn't
it? Like Kingsman, everybody's favourite movie.
I don't know if it's everyone's favourite movie, but
very good.
It is like Kingsman.
Yeah, they're so cagey, though, you know? Like, oh, yeah, I've seen all this stuff, but you don't know until you're in.
What's interesting also about this story is the fact that they're kind of publicly advertising it, like as if it would be on Seek type of thing. But I always thought that they would have to, like, internally recruit, as in, like, go after, like, headhunt people for
it. Just tap someone on the shoulder.
Yes.
Like, Ari, do you want to come and be a spy?
Again, like Kingsman, do you think? Is your whole idea of spies from Kingsman?
No, Charlie's Angels.
Right, okay.
Also but that Charlie's
would be,
Angels.
Yeah, that would be so cool, though. I would sign up for this. What do you reckon, Crevo? Would you do this?
Nah, I don't think I've got the... I think I'm too much of a loudmouth to be a spy.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think... I don't know if I'd be a good spy.
But spies famously have got so many cool one-liners, you know?
That is true.
You know, they push the bad guy into, you know, the pool and they're like, time for you to cool down.
Yeah.
Something like, you know, they're full of liners like that.
I could do that. That part I could do.
Yes.
Well,
it'd
I'm
be
sure
a sassy one.
They'd probably employ someone to write that sort of stuff. Head of creative lines or something like that.
I could do that job, maybe.
Sign yourself up for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, regardless, they're trying to break the stereotype that all spies are white men who, you know, just drink martinis and drive Aston Martins and all that sort of stuff.
And then grow a bit of stubble.
The drinks would be nice, though. Let's not discount that.
No, of course. Yeah. So the example that Kwame's gone with is he's got an agent called Q.
Ooh.
Now, Q is the agency's head of tech, and he said one of many women doing cool stuff in the tech space. So
that's awesome. STEM wins again.
Yeah, there you go. Plenty of opportunities for everyone to perhaps get yourself involved in a spy agency. Pretty cool, I think.
Get on it.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
So, guys, I'm dubbing the Jesmond Wallsend area the most interesting of Newcastle.
Right.
The things you see around those areas, they just make you laugh. It's just a funny place.
Have you got any examples that come to mind?
Yeah, I do. So I was coming home from work about yesterday, day before, whenever it was.
Sure.
And I was moving through, you know where that big works is, where they're doing up, like, the hospital and stuff, like that big roundabout there at Jesmond?
Yep.
So I was coming through the next intersection of lights and we were stopped there. Somebody wanted to cross the road and whatever. Anyway, so someone coming around the other corner from the Maccas there, they were in like this little vintage motorbike. It looked really cool. It was a really cool colour. And then next to it, attached to it, was like this little sidecar, which is interesting because you don't see sidecars anymore. And he had his little furry friend, like, next to him. So it was like this little kind of Kelpie cross terrier or whatever riding along. And what was even better, he had matching goggles with his owner. And he had his tongue hanging out. He was having the best time. And everybody was, like, beeping at him going, yeah, man, that's so cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
A dog in doggles. How good.
Yeah.
Dog doesn't need doggles.
It so does. It's
they
so do, cute.
They look
the
cool.
Yeah.
Have you thought about the bugs that might fly into its eyes?
It's got eyelids. Close your eyes.
It's going to protect your little Malcolm friend.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe Stephen is against doggles.
Do you know, just unnecessary.
No, that is necessary.
Look, anyway, the point of this little story is if you get a chance over the weekend, just go for a drive through Wallsend and Jesmond. You will not be disappointed.
That is an Ari guarantee. A story that we heard from behind the scenes yesterday on the show from our very own producer, Scott the Chippy Frappell. He's a great producer, but what you might not know is he is also one of the top draft picks for a soccer team around Newcastle and the Hunter.
Very much.
We're not going to say which one because this story, once you hear it, you'll go, oh, I realise why they're keeping it anonymous.
Yep.
Right.
We've got him in here now. Well, obviously, one of the star players of the lineup. Now, tell us this story, what went down.
Basically, playing indoor soccer on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
It's a great game, great fun. It is a lot of fun, but it's still an indoor soccer competition. I've got to make that clear. End of the first half, my team and I, we were winning 2-1. End of the second half, we were winning 12-1.
Oh,
we absolutely demolished the other team, which is fantastic. Now our team's had a few setbacks here and there in the journey to get to round 7 in the comp.
Bit of adversity, of course.
Bit of adversity.
Yeah.
And the ref came up to us at the end of the match and was like, oh, yeah, shouldn't be winning like that. There's no need. When you've got them down like that, there's no need to blow it out of the water like that. Like, we're all here to have fun.
It's a game.
I sat there and went, it's competition, mate.
Oh my God.
He wanted us to show mercy against another team that were level with us at halftime, and then they fell off the cliff and we kept going. I was like, I'm not about that.
Crimey River.
To be fair, you had double the points they did at halftime.
Oh, he's got me on a technicality.
I think you probably could have taken the foot off a little bit, Chip, if I'm honest.
It's indoor soccer. Where you got to put the ball? Like, you can't, like...
Just slow down. Just miss a few kicks.
Yeah.
See, the problem
practice
with
on your left foot, you know?
So the problem with these sports, though, is that the game changes so quickly. So if you take your foot off the gas and they put their foot on the gas, you're playing catch-ups then. And I'm not about that. And a soccer game can switch in an instant.
Yeah, but it's not switching. You know, if there's 5 minutes left, it's not switching 10 goals in 5 minutes.
No, I don't know. You should have seen some of the strikers they had on their team.
Well, obviously not that great. They only scored one goal.
Listen to him cackling away.
Well, this is what we want to do. 4974105. And we've got $60 Sherwood coffee vouchers up for grabs as well for helping us out. Do you think you should, like, show mercy at social sport?
Absolutely not. You're there to win.
Okay.
I'm on producer Chippy's side with this. Like, why would you even show mercy? It's a game. You play it to the best of your ability. Screw everyone else.
Screw everyone else. Sport, Ari.
It's sport.
No, you know what? I think I have to agree with the ref here. And being, like, one of the main sports people on this team, I think my word should count for a lot here.
Absolutely not. Look, come pick a lane. If you're going to have a leaderboard, like, if you're going to count goals and have a who's coming first, who's coming second, a tally board, then you should be in it to win it. You shouldn't be in it to make sure that everybody has a good time.
There you go.
Take your pedal off the gas. All right. Ari, Ari is on Team Chippy here. And you know what, Stephen, what do you think overall?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think everyone's paid the same amount for their registration. Everyone's paying the same amount to play.
It's social sport.
And you don't have to try out to make this league. You know, anyone can play. And to encourage more people to want to play, they shouldn't be, you know, be so disheartening to lose by 10 goals like that.
It's a dog-eat-world, dog-world-eat-what.
Yeah, I agree. 4974105 is, of course, the number to get involved in the show. Like we said, $60 Sherwood coffee vouchers up for grabs as well. Just need to help us sell this amongst the team.
Yeah. Your team, Chippy and Ari, then you can win as many goals as you want, whatever you can get. Or your team, Crevo and Stephen, it's fine. Just, it's social sport. Have a bit of fun. Once you got 10 minutes to go and you're, you know, 10, one, just chill out a bit.
We'll head to Abermain first. Eddie, what are your thoughts, mate?
G'day, guys. Mate, Chippy is a professional. Are you going to ask the Knights or the Jets to ease it up a little bit? Nah, go for the throat. Take the points.
Well said, Eddie.
How much has Chippy paid you behind the scenes to call him a professional?
No, mate, he is a professional at heart. Come on.
He has set up this call for sure. Yeah. That is one thing I'm absolutely
Chippy's
certain
mate,
of.
Eddie, maybe.
Chippy would be very happy with that caller. All right, now let's go over to my old neck of the woods, Holmesville. Good morning, Steve. What do you reckon?
Keep punishing him.
What do you mean?
The more the merrier.
Have you never been in that position, Steve, though, where you're getting absolutely drubbed and you think, oh, God, this is no fun for anyone?
No, I was in a team that we used to beat people like 25-0 and...
No empathy.
He knows how to play.
With a little giggle in his, you know, in his voice there, he's absolutely loving it.
I didn't realise Novocastrians were quite so savage.
Well, it seems that's the way.
It's cutthroat, isn't it?
Grassroots sport is very cutthroat in Newcastle. Where have you been?
I don't know. In a place where, I guess, people
Dreamland.
Are more friendly
and
nice to each other.
100% of callers on Chippy's side. go for it, I guess. Absolutely smash him next time. Chippy's hands are tied. He's got no choice.
He is the man in charge of the phones, though. So I feel like there could be some, I don't know, something a bit fishy going on behind the scenes.
That is all to be investigated later. Don't you worry.
This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, indeed, Ari. I think you summed it up perfectly. It is time on your Feel Good Friday to win yourself some goodies. Today, those goodies come in the form of a double pass to Rent the Musical, of course, coming to the Civic Theatre one weekend only. I mean, excited and surprised whistle indeed, because these tickets, they must cost you, I don't know.
An arm and a leg, a bit more.
You get to take someone for free.
How good is that?
I know.
Let's meet our contestants for this morning, shall we?
We'll head to Katara first. Good morning, Phil. How's things?
Great, mate.
You got much on for your weekend? Anything planned?
Not at the moment. Watch the footy.
Yeah, well, footy's back. The first weekend of footy, you've got to dedicate the whole weekend to watching it, I think. So you're doing it right.
Yeah, Phil gets it. Absolutely thrilling conversation there. Let's keep going. We're also out to Glendale. Good morning, Barb. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Yes, fantastic is good. Now, of course, these Rent the Musical tickets up for grabs. You're going to do...
I know, how exciting.
Yeah.
You're going to do everything you can to steal them from Phil?
Well, we'll see how we go, hey?
Yeah, that we will.
Yeah.
All right. So
cautiously optimistic is the move.
A bit of housekeeping, of course, before we get into the game. You got to remember that the scoring is first of two, best of three, and your name is your buzzer. So that's how we, you know, signify who gets to answer the question. So remember to buzz in with your name. That being said, best of luck to both our contestants. Let's get into this.
Let's go.
Number one I've got for the two of you is... Bluey, Peppa Pig, and Paw Patrol.
Barb.
Phil.
Barb, certainly quicker there.
Children's TV shows.
Yep, absolutely. I'll take that.
Bang. Beautiful.
One on the board. Mm-hmm. Now, this next one, Barb, if you get it, you've got it. Phil, you need this to stay in the game.
Well, don't be wooing yet, Barb. Hold on.
That was a very early woo.
Oh, you'd hope.
Hey, listen, I got one. That's okay. One's a good thing.
Fair enough.
Okay. I see. It was a celebratory woo for the previous point. I get it.
All right, here we go. Next I've got for the two of you is Casio, Tissot, and Rolex.
Barb.
Barb was quickest there.
Watch
is correct, I suppose. Watch brands.
Woo, woo!
There you go. Two woos, 2 points. Makes sense. Now, unfortunately, Phil, you haven't got this one, but as our runner-up, do you want to have a go on Monday?
I'd love to, mate. Thank you.
Perfect.
You're very welcome.
Oh, congratulations once again, Barb. You seem thrilled to be going to Rent.
I am. Any night out's a good night out.
Oh, well said.
My motto as well.
Mm-hmm. There we go. See, easy as that. If you want to win prizes and you're a local, you just got to do it with New FM.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
You guys know, you know, both being in relationships like myself, that there's certain times where in a relationship you can win a battle at the cost of the war.
That,
I like this.
It's definitely the case. I mean, sometimes you go, I could have the upper hand in this argument here. Mm-hmm. But at what price?
At what cost?
Is the risk worth the gamble type of thing?
Well, these are all questions that were running through my mind the other day, right? So to set the scene for you, myself, my girlfriend Siobhan, and her cousin Angus decided to head down to the park. We all head down to the park to have a kick of the footy. Mm-hmm. You know, footy season's upon us. We're like, how exciting is this?
Let's get the fever.
Yeah, exactly. Footy fever, palpable. So we're going down
Beautiful
the park.
Day.
To have, yeah, that's it. We're going down to the park to have a kick. Gregson Park is actually where we went. Anyway, so we're getting ready to go. And I'm getting ridiculed by Siobhan and Angus because before we're going to go to the park to have a kick of the footy, I'm putting on some shoes. Now, they're in my ear going, oh, I can't believe you're putting shoes on, you little wuss, you know?
Isn't that stock standard practice, though? You put shoes on whenever you leave the house.
I would have thought so.
Footy's designed to be kicked with shoes as well. Anyway, yes. They're like, oh, we grew up kicking barefoot, you know? Oh, I can't believe you're such a wuss.
Ooh.
I was like, all right, whatever. You guys make fun of me. I'm putting shoes on. And I know I'll get the last laugh here. Mm. Anyway, I'm outnumbered here, 2-1. So you can only sit there and take the ridicule. Anyway, we get to the park, we're having a few kicks. It's going great. Like you alluded to, Krivo, a beautiful day, sun's out. Newcastle weather's turned it on.
Oh, as it does.
But about four kicks in, Siobhan, right, goes to kick the footy and full splits her big toe now.
Like split down the middle.
Cracked really bad.
How hard did she boot that ball, man? They're
hard footies. That's the thing. You don't have to kick it that hard. It's fundamentally a hard object just inherently.
That's right. And if you hit the little, I don't know what they're called, little lace things on
laces, yeah.
If you hit that on your toe and you give it a really big kick, that is a lot of pressure on a small area.
Yeah.
It's like an axe going into a pumpkin or something. It just pops open.
Kind of looked like that as well. Ew. I apologise if you're having breakfast at home.
I don't. This is true storytelling in real life.
But yeah, obviously there was a fair bit of blood and, you know, we decided that we had to call it there. We had to go home and have some first aid. Yeah. So while we're walking home, of course, I'm bearing Siobhan's weight, her arm around my shoulder, she's limping. And I was trying so hard not to, you know, let alone say "I told you so."
I was going
to
say those four words. Yeah. "I told you so."
And going back to the start of this break, you know, you ask yourself those questions. I can win this battle.
Yes.
But at what cost? What is this going to cost me in the long run?
Those four little words will be the absolute death of you.
So I have a question for you two, actually. Since you're in relationships with women, right? I'm in a relationship with a man. I say to my man all the time, "I told you so."
Different.
Okay.
Suicide. So
it hits different.
I hear from Siobhan all the time, "I told you so." Yeah. That's fine. That's fair enough.
They are words that can only go in one direction. It's like they're like a one-way street of words.
The equivalent of driving towards Newcastle Ocean Baths, I suppose.
Yeah.
You can only head down that road one way, can't you?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's probably true, because if my partner Mitch said, "I told you so" to me, I'd crack it at him.
Yeah,
I
really for no good reason.
Excuse me?
So while on the outside, I looked, you know, cold face, stone cold, you know.
Yeah.
On the inside, I was so, so smug. I mean, all the ridicule I copped, all the teasing and the bullying.
Your inside your stomach, if you could look in there with a little periscope or something, a little camera, be all these smiles all around his body on the inside.
Look, Siobhan, if you're listening, Stephen says, "I told you so."
I didn't say that.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel Good Friday. Friday. I don't know about you,
but I feel good. And not only is it a Feel Good Friday, but it's an extra special Feel Good Friday because today is International Women's Day.
Woo!
Indeed.
It is, of course, our chance to, you know, build the women up in our lives, help them, support them, and celebrate them for what they are and who they are. Mm-hmm. This is my, I guess, moment, if I can, to celebrate. I'm going to celebrate my wife, Emmy. She is such a fantastic woman. She inspires me with what she does. She's intelligent, very funny as well, and just a great person to be around. I'm so lucky. I always say this. I've won the lotto. Not only born in Australia.
Shut up, Steve.
Not only born in Australia, but then to find someone great like this, very, very lucky. And I know, we're getting ready for the journey of parenthood as well. And she'll be a great mum as well. I can just tell already.
Yeah, she would.
So a shout-out to her this morning. I'm just so lucky to have met her along my life journey.
There you go. Well, that's so sweet.
I love that. There's this next story that might spark a little bit of debate. Some people are going to be really for it. A lot of people might be against it as well. So one of our airlines is making a big change soon to benefit people and also those of the cute and fluffy kind. I'm talking about cats and dogs or your little furry people. So Virgin Australia passengers could bring their own pets on board flights in the Australian First Push, which wants to allow small cats and dogs in the cabin under strict conditions.
What about other pets? Can you bring snakes on? Snakes on a plane?
Snakes on a plane? God, I hope not. No. Just the cats and dogs.
Ah, this is great. I mean, long overdue.
Do you think?
Yeah, if you can have a dog in Bunnings, why can't you have it on a plane?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, I've got you there, haven't I?
No, you haven't got me there because at Bunnings, I don't have to sit still for 6 hours, whatever your flight journey is, you know?
Well, kind of moving into that area, so animals would not be allowed to roam around the plane or even sit on laps, okay?
You got to buy the ticket.
Instead, they would have to stay in an airline-approved pet carrier under the seat in front of their owner. So just like a handbag, you know, you put it next to your foot. Yeah.
Enough room? It'd have to be a small dog or cat then.
Oh, that's what they mean.
No Dobermans. Yeah,
No, absolutely not. But it only does apply to certain rows on the plane. And of course, you're going to have to pay extra for it.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all good. I think this is a fantastic initiative. You don't want your pets under that, like, bit where all the other bags go.
No, and a lot of people have to do that if they're, like, going on long-haul flights, moving across, countries.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, lots of people are so desperately attached to their pets and they just want them to be involved in their holidays, like that.
Yeah.
If you're going from, like, I don't know, Byron down to Newcastle or something like that, or vice versa, you're like, oh, I don't want to leave them for 2 weeks. I want to take them with me. Absolutely. Take your little poodle.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm for it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. So, should we just sign it off there?
No, I think maybe a good idea in like a fantasy land. But unfortunately, you know, I think while it does would work, you know, if everything goes right, what if you know, they need to go to the toilet? Or what if, you know, like someone perhaps on the plane is allergic to pets?
Well,
you put a little nappy on them. That's fine.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, what about the allergy thing?
Take allergy pills. I don't know.
Take a Claritin.
It's not the job of other, like, you know, passengers to take a Claritin because, you know, they've got pets on the flight. Not their job.
Think about all the nervous flyers. They might feel a little bit more comfort having, like, a little furry friend.
Having their little cat sitting in the seat in front of them in a little cage. You're not getting any comfort from that.
Yeah, you are. You're near your pet. Come on, Stephen. Have a bit of empathy, would you?
So what I'm hearing is, Crevo and Ari, we want to have pets on a plane.
Yeah.
You, however, Stephen, bah humbug, are not allowing
it. I was going to say, you guys are labelling me as a Grinch. I just feel like it's not practical. I think the idea of it is great and, you know, like I said, in a fantasy land, wonderful, no dramas. But unfortunately, we live in the real world where there's hurdles that we have to jump over. We can't just do this sort of stuff.
Yep.
What? I wasn't expecting
but I loved it. Stephen.
That's what let's let Newcastle decide, because obviously in studio we're a bit divided here. Mm. It's a feel good Friday. We want decisions and finality. So 4967 4105. Dogs and cats on the plane. Are you team Stephen? You don't like pets? Or are you team Crevo and Ari? Pets on a plane is a good idea.
Let them travel, we do say.
Of course, we've got double passes for Rent the Musical up for grabs as well for getting involved in the show.
Yes, please.
So take, you know, someone special. You can say, oh, I paid for the tickets, you get dinner or something like that.
Smart.
And that's coming up next weekend as well.
One weekend only. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
4967 4105. Or you can do it via our socials at @thenovos_, or, you know, on the New FM Facebook page. Mm-hmm. We've got a poll up on both so far, and, you know, adding up the results from both.
Yep.
So far, Novocastrians are 65% in favour of no pets on planes.
Oh, come on. That seems ridiculous.
That's what the poll numbers say.
Yeah, but who can trust the internet?
You know what, though? This was posted quite early in the morning, so those with a strong head on their shoulders might come through later on in the day and go, nah, pets should be definitely allowed.
Yeah, that's
allowed.
Right. The poll's still open, right?
Mm. It most certainly is.
Cool. Good to know. All right.
Let's head over to our first caller, Sue in Belmont. Good morning, Sue. What are your thoughts?
Good morning, guys. My thoughts on the matter is no way.
No way. How come? What's your thinking there?
Because I go with the allergy thing, because if my husband, not myself, but if he was to get on the plane with a cat or a dog on the plane, he would just die before he was getting to his destination. And the fact that, you know, take a pill, it just would knock him out. The pill would knock him out and do nothing to the pet.
Now, Sue, are you on a plane currently? It sounds like you might be. And are there any pets on this plane?
I am not on a plane currently. I wish I was.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I both. Imagine Feel Good Friday jetting off somewhere.
I know.
I mean, to be fair, though, it's not Sue that's got the problem. It's her husband. Oh, man, right?
Leave your man at home. That's what I say.
You got to worry about those allergies, though.
Okay. All right. Sticking in Bell Vegas, Narelle, what are your thoughts?
Well, it's not a dream because they do it in America. I was on a plane maybe 10 years ago and I never even knew the little dog was there. We went to get off the plane and all of a sudden the lady bent down, picked up the little carton that was under her seat and took the little dog off, and he was perfect.
Right. So the US have already
done it. Not a dream.
So,
and what was anyone else shocked, or was it just you, the Australian, who hadn't seen it?
Me, so I struck up a conversation with her. I was struck. I couldn't believe it. And she said she's been travelling with her little one for years.
Wow. See, America, so far ahead of us.
In some ways,
I think is a way to sum that up.
The Novos, New FM.
Get that feel good Friday feeling.
Oh, yes. Happy Friday, everyone. Happy end of the week. But it's also happy International Women's Day today. This is obviously a massive deal each and every year. But the theme for this International Women's Day is inspire inclusion, celebrate women's achievement, and just take action. And just realise that, you know what? We all include. We're all inclusive here. We all matter. But I guess the thing that we wanted to do today was call out the incredible women in our lives. And mine has to be my mum, of course. Mm-hmm. My mum, Jan, she's just the funniest person that I know. She's my absolute best friend. But the thing about my mum is she's so patient with not only me, but with her son as well and my dad. She takes care of all of us. She's always there for when we need a good pick-me-up or just to have a couple of little giggles together. And, yeah, she will never, ever leave anyone to be on their own. She's a very inclusive woman and she will do anything for you. So thank you, Mum, for everything that you do. So it's a little shout-out to her for International Women's Day.
Something as well sometimes you take for granted.
Yeah,
having such a wonderful mother, you know, because unfortunately not everyone is that lucky.
That's right.
You just assume it's a given in this world, and it's not. And, you know, it's so special that you have that relationship with your mum.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'd be stoked if by any chance she is listening.
Yeah, she would, yeah.
Hey, Footy Fever back, of course. The Knights launched their 2024 campaign at home last night, McDonald Jones Stadium.
Go the
Knights against the Raiders. Unfortunately, result didn't go our way.
Didn't defend the kingdom. What are they doing?
Yeah.
Sad.
First game of the season, though. That's all right. We've got plenty of time to improve.
It was quite, not ha-ha funny, but funny ironic how quickly the spectators, I guess, went from it's our year to same old Knights.
Oh, come on. You can't give up so quickly.
It was reminiscent of the Knights of old. I'm not talking like 97 Knights. I'm talking like 2015 Knights.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Anyway, I'm sure the guy's got a spray. And, you know, we had that run late last year.
I can't save it again for the end of the season. That's not a great idea.
Yeah, but let's not have knee-jerk reactions in round one.
That's right.
You know, it's a long season.
Yeah.
You know, you don't lose premierships
in round one.
Anyway, this is not what I wanted to talk about. What I wanted to talk about, though, is some of the stuff I observed while I was at McDonald Jones Stadium, right?
Lovely.
Yeah. And this was happening with some of the people who work in this building as well. But I feel like the trend to retro kits is 100% made its full transition.
Oh, it has. Everyone and his dog has one at the moment.
Well, it's funny because, a couple of people who work here as well, I won't name, of course, but, like, a couple jerseys that look like they've come from the 90s or, maybe even the late 80s, held together by a couple threads, is what they've pulled out for round one instead of their brand new polos they've got or the brand new kit they've got from last season.
Original. Original.
That was my next question, and which is, like, whether they're genuinely from the past or they're like, reissued.
Well, it's interesting because I went into Rebel Sport in Charlestown not long ago, and they are selling these, like, replica-style jerseys.
Yeah, so, of course, like you were alluding to there, Crevo, it's not from the 90s. They're just made now, like, in probably, like, 2024, 2023. It's just in the same style.
Now, are you for this, Stephen?
I love a retro kit.
Really? That surprises me.
Which is against
my old stuff.
Yeah, which is against my normal, I guess, character trait of newer is always better.
Yeah.
Don't really like old buildings or, old music or, normally I am a contemporary man.
Yeah.
But I do like, for some reason, old kits. So,
strange.
I don't know what it is. It's just something about them that, I'm all for this movement. But, like, some of these kits, I'm telling you, that I saw it with McDonald Jones last night, need to be retired. Oh. Like, there is one thread holding them together. Like, I get that, like, maybe it's your favourite jersey. It's sentimental. And sure, don't throw it out. You know, maybe you can keep
frame
it.
Frame it. Put it in the pool room.
You know, a place of pride in the house.
But when you think about it, that is the exact physical representation of being a true Knights fan, is having the actual jersey from so many years ago.
Well, I know, and I understand that. And that's what I'm saying. You don't have to throw it out. Like Crevo suggested, maybe you could frame it or, I don't know, put it in, somewhere.
Pride of place.
Yeah, pride of place in the house.
Above the bed, that sort of thing.
But, if you can win that one over, good luck. But, I don't know. I just think maybe let's not wear them to the game. Oh, some of them are so ratty.
Get yourself a new reissue, at least.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
All right, there is so much to do around our great region this weekend.
Fair bit knocking about, is there?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And the good news is there's a more complete, list of it on our website, on our Facebook page, that sort of thing.
That's
but
every week, too.
I'm going to give... Yeah, that's right. I'm going to give you some of the highlights. Some of the Crevo picks, if you will. How about this? The Newcastle Beer Festival for 2024.
Is that this weekend?
Sure is. King Edward Park. This is going to be fantastic. On Saturday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. I mean, get involved. A 3,500 people capacity as well.
Interesting. We know where Stephen's going to be, sipping a few cheeky beers.
Well, beer and a view. King of Park.
Yep. What more would you want in life?
Not much else.
All right, parking as well, I suppose.
Yeah, not too bad. You'll be right. And you probably get an Uber in.
Oh, that's true.
You'd have to drive home.
Yeah, true.
Get in and around it. Now, we mentioned this earlier in the week, but how about the Somersault Festival this weekend as well? This is, of course, featuring James Bay, Matt Corby, Thelma Plum, amongst others. There you go. I mean, there is so much to see and great music there. Tickets starting from $100.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean,
some big names in there.
That's right.
Well, that's it. I guess there's three names there that you probably pay $100 to see individually.
And plus,
get them all together.
Based at Spears Point Park, it's gorgeous there on the water, I must say. So you get the view and the entertainment.
There you go. Two in one. How about this one? While we're talking about gigs, one more to wrap things up. Because I feel like he's probably at a coffee at Blue Door once, so we can probably claim him as our own.
Yeah.
Darryl Braithwaite.
Oh, yes. Nova Castries.
That's right. Exactly. Once he had bacon and eggs. The Hex and Bolo. I'm pretty sure of it. How about this? You can see him live at the lake at Toronto Hotel Sunday Arvo. How good would that be?
Good score.
I mean, you've...
Sunday Sundowner.
How good would that be? You see him play horses, other songs.
Various other Darryl Braithwaite songs.
That's right. Tickets very affordable as well.
There you go. Thanks for that, Crevo. I think maybe the best guide to the weekend we have ever had.
I mean, not as good as yours. You're obviously the best. So we look forward to having Stephen back on it next week. But for now, there you go. A couple of great activities. Like I said, full information on our Facebook, etc. You can get there's so many good events happening in our region this weekend. Enjoy it.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
And all morning we've kind of been, I guess, shouting out the wonderful women in our lives because it's International Women's Day.
Woo!
Sure.
So, not only Feel Good Friday, but a very special Feel Good Friday.
Indeed.
Now, I could give a shout out, to my mother, who I attribute a lot of my humour and adventure to, or, my partner Siobhan, who moved across the country to live with me.
A woman.
I love them both, and I'm forever thankful. But because this year's, I guess, theme is Inspire Inclusion, I feel like no one quite epitomises that more than Bree from the front office here. Now, it's so rare that a person is the glue of a company both on, like, the business side and the social side, but I feel like you got a question about either, and Bree's the person to go to.
That is true.
Holds the Sandgate bunker together. So, I mean, like, when I first moved here, it's such a friendly face, always a smile, took me under a wing, essentially. And, without her, I'm telling you, she doesn't have as glamorous a job as us. We get to be on the mic and we get to go on all the flashy events and, she works tirelessly, though, at the front there, and for not as much of the glam. But without her, I think this station would fall apart.
I agree with that. I think, yeah, she is fantastic.
So I'd like to have, you know, on, you know, today being International Women's Day, a shout out to Bray from the front office.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
I've uncovered some interesting research that could actually defend the act stereotypically aimed at women and what we're so well known for. And I'm guilty of actually taking part in this on a regular basis, okay? So it's now come to light that the art of gossiping could be good for you, giving a whole new meaning to the term juicy gossip.
Oh,
get in. Yeah. I love a gossip.
Yeah, so do I.
I froth a gossip. Yeah. And if, honestly, if you're like, oh, this is something, you know, a pastime that's, I guess, exclusive to women, you are so wrong.
Well, couldn't be more wrong.
This is what I was about to bring up just as a side note. It's like the amount of times that I catch my partner Mitchell and his mates gossiping, it's worse than a group of girls.
I think the only difference is it's not labelled as gossiping when blokes do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't get that tag on it, but it's the exact same thing. Just call the different name.
Yeah. XOXO Gossip Girl.
As originally coined by Crevo.
Yeah.
But a study based in Italy found that gossip triggers a spike in the love hormone, which is called oxytocin. Here's a bit of science chat. This increases in the person's saliva after engaging in a gossip conversation rather than either an emotional non-gossip or a neutral conversation.
Increases your saliva?
No, it increases oxytocin that's found in saliva. So basically, you're talking all of this juicy gossip and increases the hormone level.
Oh, right. I'm with you. Reverse. Yeah.
So that means that your oxytocin, is that, you said the love hormone.
It is
so
the love hormone.
You're going to be more relaxed, more happy.
Yes, correct.
Wow. Yep. So we need to do more gossiping is what you're saying if you want to be happier in life.
That's why so many people do it, I reckon, because they feel kind of interesting when they do it. Yeah.
So how often do you reckon from now on, Ari, you're going to bring this fact up? That gossiping's good for you.
All the time. And you know it's true because the study was based in my homeland of Italy, so you know that this is good, juicy truth.
Now, does it have any information about how much gossip you should do? Because vitamin C, they say you should take, 2,000 units a week or something?
Fish oil stuff. Yeah,
and with your protein, a certain amount of grams per day. Is there a number of secrets you meant to tell per week or something?
There isn't.
Okay.
There is no cap. However, I reckon it should be open-ended. Why don't you test it out?
The more, the better.
Yeah, I reckon.
Well, you know what? For science, maybe you could, Ari, you know, test the top end of that scale.
I might.
Let us know the results, hey?
I will. I'll do that this weekend and over the next month and see how we go.
You know what? The last few weeks, you really have been glowing, and I reckon it's all that maths you're watching. It's just, that is basically gossip on your telly, isn't it?
True.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Sunday, I've got the Cardiff Hawks Golf Day.
Oh, that sounds
Shortland,
exciting.
Yeah.
It's so, like a silly Sunday type of style thing.
Kinda, but like pre-season. So I guess all the theme is all gear, no idea. So you got to try and dress up as like
and
a golfer.
Golf. Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know, yeah, prize for best dressed and prize for, you know, I don't know, all these kind of consolation. It's not really about the golf.
And then you have to pretend like you don't know how to play golf. Is that what you'll be doing, Stephen?
Yeah, I'm the best at pretending how to play golf.
Right.
Looks pretty authentic most of the time, actually. So, yeah, hopefully I'll win that one.
Yeah,
Fingers crossed.
What's
everyone else up to this weekend?
Oh, I got the big trip to Sydney this
weekend.
That's
right, the big weekend, isn't it?
I'm going to be dusty on Sunday, guys. Going to have to carry me through. No, but it's my brother's big 30th birthday blowout. We're doing lots of things down in Sydney. We're going partying. So tomorrow night, the big Saturday night, we're going out to like this little club and stuff in like Sydney CBD. But I'm thinking this will be the best time to show off my Stephen adapted dance moves.
I can't
wait. Glad I can help.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. So all of it, like all the dancing you do in studio, Stephen, Sydney is going to get a treat.
There you go.
Now,
normally I charge for that. Sydney getting it for free, apparently.
There you go. Hey, all this weekend as well, only local winners on UFM. We've got so many Stardust Circus tickets.
Circus coming back to town.
Yeah, Stardust Circus at Maitland Showground, March 14 to 24. Book your tickets now at stardustcircus.com.au or win them on UFM. I've heard there's so many to give away all weekend. You just got to be listening to New FM at all times.
Yeah, need to get rid of them.
So if you had other plans, don't do that. Just listen to New FM instead.
Hey, speaking of local winners, we do have a bit of housekeeping to do, of course. Yeah. Our caller of the day, we've drawn it out. And it's gone to Eddie in Abermain, who, and this is a real coincidence, because Scott the Chippy Frappel has drawn out this name. And Eddie was on his side saying that you should show no mercy in sport. And I guess compared Scott's ability on the sports field to that of the Knights or the Jets, saying he was professional. So he's got a couple of tickets to Rent, the musical, of course, coming to the Civic Theatre, you know, for one weekend only.
That's exciting. That is so much fun. Hey, have a great weekend, everyone. Mm-hmm. Happy International Women's Day to all of the women out there. And we'll see you on Monday.
Love you and leave you.
All right, bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.